There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first love me. It tells me of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, and each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And so, Father, we come before your presence again this morning with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence, your throne of grace, with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, with the determination to bless your name. For I was glad that you allowed me to see another day. And as you woke me up this morning and started me on my way, praise instantly filled my mouth and filled my soul with gratitude, because you have spared my life yet another day. I don't take this day for granted, for today was not a promise, or today was not promised. But there was a day that you blessed us already with favor, that you've already blessed us with victory, that you've blessed us already with the ability to overcome, that you have blessed us and ordered our footsteps already on this day. And so we can walk in authority, we can walk under your power, we can walk in your might, and God, you can get the glory out of us. Thank you, God, for being such an awesome God, a magnificent God who sees our needs and looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. And Lord, you can look deep down what's inside of us, and you know where our limitations are. You know where our hindrances are. You know where our distractions are. So we surrender to you, Lord. We have a nevertheless spirit in our hearts this morning, and we say, nevertheless, let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. My soul says yes. And yes is a sign of surrendering, God, that you can have your way. Come what may, Lord. I'm willing to go wherever you lead me. I'm willing to go wherever you take me, Lord. I'm willing to follow. Whatever you need me to say, I'm willing to do it, Lord, because there is a yes ringing down in my soul. Not just yes to your will, but yes to your way as well, because your ways are far above my ways, and your thoughts are far above my thoughts. And so, Lord, even when I can't understand your plans, and even when I don't understand your thoughts, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have the best interest in mind at heart for me. And so since you always have my best interest at heart, Lord, I won't lean into my own understanding. And, Lord, I'm learning not to question your plans, and I'm learning not to question your ways. And so I'm grateful that I have a God that I serve that knows all and that can see all and that is the ending of all. And so everything that begins has to end with you, and everything that ends has a new beginning in you. I'm grateful, God, that when things die, Lord, I know that that is not the ending, God, but you have something new, because life comes out of death situations. And so, Lord, help transform our minds today. Oh, God, transform our minds and help our minds to break through past the limitations that our simple minds can fathom, and help us to open up our hearts and open up our minds and open up our understanding to just to surrender to your will, so God, that you will get the glory out of my life. Lord, you know the plans and you know the thoughts that you have for me, and Lord, your word has already promised that they are that you have plans to give me an expected end. Lord, you have greater in store for me. God, eyes have not seen it and ears have not heard it, Lord, but you have greater in store for me. And since, Lord, you have greater in store for me, Lord, I'm looking for greater today. I'm not worried about greater tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. I'm not looking for greater next week, Lord, because next week may never come. But Lord, I'm looking for greater today, that as I pray, God, put flesh under subjection. Help me to surrender to you, God, completely and wholly and fully in every area of my life. Lord, the songwriter said, I surrender all, not just my thoughts and not just my family and not just my job, Lord, oh God, but my finances, my health, Lord, my relationships, God, everything, Lord, I surrender them to you, because you know what's best for me. You know what needs to come and go. Oh God, you know what I need to allow in so that I can grow and get stronger. And you know those things that need to be pruned up out of me, because they're weighing me down. They're causing me to be slothful, or they're causing me to be slacking. And Lord, I don't want to be hindered today. And Lord, I don't want to be fall short of your glory on this day. But Lord, I'm determined that you will get all of the glory, all of the honor out of my life. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And Lord, though you take us through the trials and the tribulations, it's awesome to know that you have promised that you would never leave us. So that, yes, though you may slay me, Lord, I still can find you as a place of trust. I still can find you as a place of strength. I still can find you as a place of shelter. Your word says that your name is a shelter. The righteous can run in and find safety. Your name is a strong tower. And so, Lord, when I declared this morning singing the song, or when I sung the song, oh, how I love Jesus, because Jesus' name is still powerful. His name still reigns yet today. God, he is still the way. He is still the truth. He is still the life. And so, Lord, I look to you, and so when I call on the name of Jesus, I have power in that name, that demons have to flee. Yes, they still flee at the name of Jesus. That sickness has to flee. Yes, at the name of Jesus. Every knee has to bow, and every tongue has to confess that he is Lord. And so when we cry out, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me, it's because there's power in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you that we understand who our strength is. We thank you for wisdom in our minds, Lord, that we understand who our source is. And as we continue in our 31 days of prayer, day 38, Lord, our focus today is that we pray for your protection in our lives. And not just for our lives, because we talked about it last night, that while we pray for ourselves, yes, but another motivation for our prayers that we would pray for others. God, you don't want us just to always concentrate on our things, but you said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others, meaning that we must have a mind to serve others, and that we must have a mind to intercede on behalf of others that are our families, that are our friends, that are our coworkers, even the stranger in the field, Lord. You didn't leave anyone out. You said go and be a witness to them in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. You talked about those intimate in our close area, those that we can reach at arm's length, Lord, those in our surrounding area, and then those that we don't even know to the uttermost parts, Lord, that you want us to focus in on them. Lord, that you want us to care care for them. Lord, that you want us to intercede on their behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning I pray for those that are connected to me, those that are intimate with me, Lord. I pray for those that have joined us on our call, Lord, that may not be in the area, but sacrifices morning after morning to find themselves seeking you early in the prayer. Because, God, much prayer yields much power. And when they gather together, when two or three gather in your name, Lord, you have promised to be in the midst. Thank you, oh God, today for promising to be in the midst of us and being a promise keeper every single day of our lives. Thank you, God, that you are everything that we need and more. And so as we seek you, Lord, I pray for those, oh God, that are not on this phone call, those that will join us this year, Lord. I'm looking for our prayer call to grow, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because prayer yields results. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Lord, we talked last night about praying without ceasing, and we also talked about continuing with prayer. God, each and every day, Lord, we can find word or your scripture, Lord, that urges us to continue fervent in prayer because it shows our commitment to you. It shows our desire to be intimate with you. Lord, prayer is our breath of spirituality. That when we pray, Lord, we know that we are communing and connecting with the God of our salvation. And, Lord, that's the time that you can come in and you can move on our behalf. Lord, as we surrender to you and we say, not our will, but let thine will be done, Lord, that's when you can come in and breathe light into us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, when we say yes to your will and yes to your way, that's when you can come in and to revive us and to refresh us and to restore us and to make us over again, Lord. That's the opportunities we have when we connect with you in prayer. Lord, so we want to do that continuously, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, without ceasing, Lord. Be steadfast in it, Lord. Understanding, Lord, that we have to go about our day, Lord, but we have to always find ourselves back to you because you are that very source of everything in this life. Every direction that we need, you have the answer. Every question that we might have, you are the solution. And so, Lord, we can look to you. Whether it be a sickness, whether it be a door that needs to be opened, Lord, whether it need protection, a way need to be made, Lord, the answer is always you. And so you urge us in your word, since you understand who you are, and since you know the plans that you have for us, you said if you would just seek me first, if you would just put me first, put my ways first, put my thoughts first, put my desires first. You said if we would just seek you first, and it takes a seeking, Lord, it's just not looking just haphazardly. But, Lord, we want to be persistent in our seeking, God. We want to be earnest in our seeking, God. We want to be willing not to give up. Persistent seeking, God, is a combination of desperation. That, Lord, we won't be satisfied until we find you. Lord, we won't be satisfied until we get to you. And if we have that hunger and if we have that thirst, Lord, that we won't allow anything to stop us from seeking after you, you said that we'll have all the things that we need. That as we seek you, you'll add everything that we need and more. So we don't have to search out for the fishes and loaves. You are a provider. We don't have to worry about the clothes that are on our back, Lord, because you are a provider, Lord. We don't have to be worried about how we will be kept because you are a keeper, Lord. God, you are everything that we need and more. And so we exalt you, Lord, today. We honor and adore you, and we magnify your name today, for you're worthy of the praise, you're worthy of the glory. So, Lord, we know who our protector is. We know who our redeemer is. We know who our rock is. God, we know who is the very breath that we breathe today. We know who he is, and he is the great God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, God, Lord, our banner. Lord, you are everything, Jehovah Rapha. God, you are just a great and a mighty God. The word cannot express how great you are, but I'm thankful that I know who you are. I'm thankful that I know how to call on your name. And, Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, that I have a desire to seek your face earnestly and continuously. And so, Lord, thank you for being our protector. And so we look for you to protect us everywhere we go. Lord, there's no place that you can't keep us. There's no place, God, that you can't guide us. There's no place, God, that you cannot shield us. Oh, God, you are. We can find safety in your name. Help us to understand that even if we're in a situation of danger, Lord, I've heard many have cried out and said that they, in the midst of danger, where they were in an accident, Lord, they can see the accident forming, and they call out the name of Jesus. Or, Lord, they was in some place of danger, they call out the name of Jesus. Lord, you showed up right on time because you are a protector. Help us to understand that there is power in your name. And so, Lord, we seek after you this day. We ask that your will be done. Come the more and have your way in our lives. Come the way and have your way in our hearts. Lord, just come the more and have your way. We love you. We magnify you. We glorify your name today. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Again, we say thank God. Amen and amen.